every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OACA, GAPA, SLA, SLAACR, RRMM, MAPA, HA, DRA, LBA, FWA.
ABC, CBS, NBC.
CNN.
Maybe we speak for Fox a little.
Maybe we speak for Fox. Awesome. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
How's your head, Shelly?
It hurts.
It's exploding. I can hear it ticking from over here.
It's not as bad as it was that one night when we recorded, but...
I heard heroin's hurting. Really good for pain.
It's been hurting all day.
Is heroin good for pain?
Dilaudid drip.
That's what the peanut gallery says. I think that I just got overexcited and too amped up about things that are going on.
Yes.
I know.
So I think that gave me a headache.
So, Shelly, what's your big news?
My big news is that pending a drug test and...
Which you'll probably fail because you're such a big druggie.
Yeah. Pending a drug test and signing a contract, I am now gainfully employed again.
Yay.
Sweet.
At the library that I worked at before. Yay. In the job that I totally loved.
Perfect.
So I'm very excited.
Perfect.
She's barely able to contain her glee.
We should have seen me earlier.
Oh, yeah. She was manic.
That's awesome.
She had a really bad headache, and she was still manic.
Yeah.
Just another manic Wednesday.
And then I came home and crashed. So.
Sweet.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to get back to work.
Awesome.
Me too.
Awesome. Yeah, I know. Now I can pay for the groceries again.
You know what?
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. I'm getting the evil eye from the peanut gallery like I did something wrong.
I did so.
Yeah, he did.
Absolutely.
I thought he
introduced himself.
I absolutely did.
Okay, let's see. I didn't write down, because I just got the boozy news handed to me a little while ago, so I didn't actually write down who the shout-outs are. So let's just say that in my magic mirror, I see... Bill and Sarah and Robert and Fran and...
Happy birthday to all.
Did Connor send anything?
No, Connor didn't send anything.
Little bastard, what's the hell?
He's falling down on the job. That may be it for tonight. Oh, no, Donald. Did I say Donald?
No.
Okay,
no.
Donald. Yes, okay. Donald says stuff. Okay.
And what is it?
Okay, this one made me chuckle a little. You know,
well,
we
that's
just
always good.
You know, we just had Hurricane Irene blow through.
Well, you know that.
Well, a reporter from a local station from Washington, D.C. went to deliver a live broadcast in the middle of the hurricane.
Yeah, why do they always do that?
I don't know. Complete idiots. So he's standing on the boardwalk at Ocean City, Maryland.
You get blown away?
And he's getting covered in green foam that's being washed in from the sea. And he says, and I'm quoting him here, "It doesn't taste great. I don't know what it is. It has a sort of sandy consistency, and it doesn't smell great." They found out later.
Oh, it's got to be like.
Is that what was being blown back onto shore was the sewage that gets washed out to sea?
It doesn't,
taste great.
You know what? I saw a thing one time with Al Roker, you know, from whatever it is, Good Morning America, and he has lost a tremendous amount of weight, like 180 pounds or something. So this is like a year or so ago, and he's covering some hurricane, and he's literally getting blown away, and he's like, you know, sometimes I wish I had that weight back. because he's literally like skirting along the sidewalk, and the guy's trying to, the camera guy's trying to help him, and he's literally blowing away.
The best is Geraldo, though.
What did he do?
He strapped himself to a pole one time doing his report. The wind isn't going to... It's like, dude, it ain't the wind. It's what's in the wind that's going to kill you.
Yeah. It's the pieces of things flying around that's going to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But thanks for making yourself a target.
Yeah.
Well, for Mr. Barnes. It doesn't say his first name, actually, in this story. It just says Mr. Barnes is the name of the reporter. Got covered in sewage. I love that. It doesn't smell great.
It does sort of a sandy
consistency. It tastes a little sandy salty.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
Until I get the syringe in my mouth.
What thank you, happened? Mr. Powers.
Okay, Donald Noon.
Ooh, nutty.
Donald Noon of Carlisle, somewhere.
Pennsylvania.
Because I didn't write it down.
Yep, probably Pennsylvania.
He was charged with public drunkenness and retail theft. And this is the second time he has done the exact same thing. He's gotten drunk. He goes to his local grocery store and sticks a pack of ribs down his pants. And then tries to walk out of the store with this giant pack of ribs in the front of his pants.
The women are impressed, though.
Why would you... I mean, okay, if you get caught doing it once, wouldn't it occur to you that maybe, you know, you're not... You're going to get caught stealing a pack of ribs down your pants
again? Not if you're drinking.
Yeah.
Seems like the perfectly logical thing to do.
Matter of fact, it's even smarter because you got caught last time, so they'd never think you'd try it again.
That's right.
This is another one of those down-the-pants things that I don't get about drugs and alcohol when people are completely effed up. Why they think their pants is a good place to stash stuff. Like the guy, remember the guy that we had on the booze and he was like, I don't know, a year ago that stuffed lobsters down his pants and then had
great.
To be detached medically?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, wouldn't the best thing to do if you wanted to rob a grocery store be to take the empty grocery bags in the store with you and just put shit in them and walk out?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think so.
And thanks for giving everybody that idea.
I think you go to the I think you go to the self-service checkout, and you know, you only check out some of the stuff in your basket.
Those scales that you put the stuff
in. No,
you
don't put it on the scale.
Well, what do you do with it? Put it back in the cart?
Yeah, you put it back in the cart.
Okay. Good thinking.
I'm using my own bag. I think is the correct thing you choose. Not that I've ever really examined that closely.
Yeah, but those steaks you made the other night sure were good.
Yep. You know what? I look at that thing like where it's like, figure out what it is, right? You look at it, and I had this happen to me. I went to an Albertson store, which is a store in California, and I go to look up croissants. You know, the product description, they don't have croissants. They have rolls, so I bring up a roll. It said 39 cents. I said, what an awesome deal on a croissant.
You stole a croissant.
That's stealing.
No, I paid for it. They didn't have a spot for croissant. I didn't know what else to put. They didn't have croissant. They had roll.
Closest thing.
It was. I couldn't put donut. It wasn't a donut.
Yep.
And plus, they got different kinds of donuts anyway. They had like apple fritter versus a regular donut. I know damn well the apple fritter costs more, but it's in the donut section.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to buy donuts tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Along with just about every other president who's ever lived, Barack Obama's Uncle Omar, was arrested for drunk driving this week.
And the comparisons to Jimmy Carter just keep on growing.
Yeah, I know.
In what country?
Here,
in Framingham, Massachusetts.
Uncle Omar is Obama's Barack's. Brother. Billy Carter.
Yeah, that's the comparison people are making. Yeah. His name is actually, I'm going to get this wrong, but Onyango Obama. He's 67 years old, and he is actually an illegal alien, along with one of Obama's aunts is also an illegal alien. They live in Framingham, Massachusetts.
He's going to be our next Secretary of Defense. That's not funny.
Now, how do we?
I didn't mean it.
I mean, what makes him an illegal alien? He's the uncle of the president.
The country legally.
Yeah, he was arrested for the DUI. When they arrested him and took him in, they detained him. They found out he was an illegal alien.
He came in. His visa expired. They told him to leave. He went underground.
And yeah.
Oh,
that's nice.
Sweet. So him and 22 million other people.
Exactly.
I don't see anything in the story about them sending him home anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go home. He's the president's uncle. I don't think he's going
to
go home.
They incarcerated him to Camp David.
They did, really?
No, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah. They gave him house arrest at Camp David.
Here's an oddity. In 1986, Gaddafi's compound was bombed by the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And he made news all over the world by claiming that his adopted infant daughter, Hannah, had been killed in the bombing. And it, you know, it made us look bad, and he got all kinds of sympathy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, now that he's on the run, mm-hmm. An investigation by the Irish Times actually found out that not only is Hannah alive, but she has grown up living in London and is a doctor.
Wow.
She never died. They made the whole thing up.
I saw a thing.
How dare they?
That, I'll tell you what, and I can't remember what the gal's name was, but man, I would throw out a prayer to this gal. The gal that was the nanny,
oh, God,
for Gaddafi's family.
That was sick.
They poured boiling water on her because she couldn't keep one of the kids quiet or something. I mean, she was burned like...
Oh, yeah.
They
taped her hands and feet and then poured the boiling water over her and left her in a closet.
Yeah.
Until somebody else found her. She had maggots growing in the burns when they found her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It was...
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she alive still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. And this gal who was like a nurse or something, they had an interview with her, and she goes, I can't imagine the thought process that someone would go through to do that. She goes, the only thing I can think of is the person that did this was insane. And,
it was,
you know,
son,
and what they were making a
wife.
Big deal about, if she had said that 3 weeks ago, you know, she would have been killed. You know, the doctor.
Wow. In Washington, D.C., Kenneth Furr, F-U-R-R.
Does he near his... Def is his cousin?
He's actually a police officer.
Oh, near and far?
Does he eat hamburgers?
No, but he drinks a lot. He blew twice the legal limit after crashing his Cadillac into another vehicle when he was off duty. And he did this. Allegedly, he did this on purpose because he was hunting down transgendered people. Whenever he would see what he thought was a transgendered person,
hunting
he would get out of
down
his car.
For what?
He wanted to kill them. There's a quote here. I'm going to kill all of you is what he was shouting.
Everybody's got to have a hobby.
Yeah.
I know what that comes from.
What?
There was one day when he was drunk that he bought he bought a blowjob off someone. Turned out
it
was,
so.
Who had a better package blow. Had a better package than he did?
Yeah.
Well, this isn't the first time he's gotten DUI or been in trouble for going after transgendered people, but this is the first time he actually took out his gun and tried to shoot them.
Wow.
So he is in big trouble.
Which gun?
I always question that.
A service revolver.
If you take out your gun, shoot. If you're not going to shoot, don't take out your gun.
Yeah, really.
That's true.
Don't just wave around. I saw
an ad for a gun rack that it like slides between your mattress and box, and it sticks out the side of the bed, and it's got a thing that you lay your shotgun in. And it's like, this is so for home protection, so you can grab it easily. I'm like, that thing's got to be sponsored by the NRA. I mean, it was awesome. You put it in there, cocked and loaded, ready to go, and you don't even have to. It's ready to shoot from right.
Does
that
just ship right out of Midland, Texas, or what?
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah, that would have been helpful for my dad. He always kept his shotgun under the bed.
Well, yeah, it's like under the bed is not good.
Let me just assure you, if you ever see me pull a gun out, somebody's getting shot.
Yeah. Here's a story that made me think, well, why didn't they do that for people? A Seattle company is headed by a vet, actually, is working on the development of a pot patch for pain control in dogs, cats, and horses that they think could be finished being developed by the end of the year. It's, you know, the active ingredients in marijuana in a patch that goes on your skin, transdermal, and relieves pain. Well, why don't they do this for people? Then we wouldn't have to have all these stupid pot dispensaries.
I don't know.
I mean, doesn't that sound like a good idea?
I'd I'd be smoking the patch. I'd roll it up like
chew
a
it.
Tube.
Chew it.
Yeah. I'd be bong hitting the patch. Let me just cut pieces up and stuff them in the bong.
Yeah.
I know me.
Could you slam it?
No.
Wouldn't be able to.
See, maybe it melts to a gel.
Yeah, you could, you could probably get it real wet and then like squeeze it out into something.
Give it a shot.
In Texas, Michael Sheridan tried to use a hammer and pretend it was a gun because he wanted to steal some weed off of someone.
Yeah. How many people in the street gunned him down?
Yes, he got shot.
Yeah.
He tried to steal, and it actually turned out to not be real weed. It was K2, known as fake weed or spice. It causes hallucinations, vomiting, agitation, other potentially harmful effects. He thought it was real weed. He was trying to steal it from the guy, and the guy just pulled out his gun and shot him.
It's Texas. You can carry a concealed weapon in Texas.
We're tough, and we're Texan.
But
next good
that's why they don't get robbed very much in grocery stores and liquor stores, because not only does the store owner have a gun,
so
but everybody in there has
the
got a gun.
But how close does a hammer look like to a gun? I don't. Why would he use a hammer?
Keep it in his jacket.
Because he's an idiot.
Apparently. Well, now he's got an idiot with a
gunshot
in the butt.
He got shot in the butt.
Yeah. Apparently he was running away.
In jail, that looks really lame. I got shot in the butt.
This next story out of Santa Ana, just not worthy of water.
Okay.
Sloan Briles is the man's name. He has been accused of throwing his 7-year-old son overboard during a sightseeing cruise around Newport Harbor because he said that the boy was making too much noise and would not stop crying.
He actually didn't say that.
Wow.
Well, no, he didn't say that. That's what he's accused of.
Other people on the boat said that.
There were other people on the boat that saw him repeatedly hit the kid and threatened to throw him overboard if he didn't stop crying. So the kid, obviously, you know, it's like one of those things, I'll give you something to cry about. So the kid's still crying, so he threw him overboard. After he apparently was, witnesses said that he appeared intoxicated and had been having a fight with his girlfriend.
I just listened to an interview with him on my way here.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He said, what are you guys all talking about? My son and I jumped in the water together.
That's not what the witnesses say. That's not what the other boat that picked the kid up says.
Yeah, we just jumped in the water together. Yeah.
They said, were you trying to kill him? He goes, that's not how this works.
Oh, that's crap. Because the kid had to be picked up by another boat.
They're on a harbor cruise.
That's bull crap.
Yeah, this guy, he goes, what are you guys talking about? My son and I were having fun. We jumped in the water.
We were having fun.
It was one of the most lighthearted interviews I ever listened to. This guy was like, what do you guys all do? It's no big deal.
Oh, this guy is like lying through his... There were so many witnesses. I mean, there was half a boat full of witnesses that saw this happen.
How many of them were on Real Housewives? Because they're
Real
all
Housewives
they're all
of Orange
lying.
County?
They're all lying.
One of the witnesses was called 911, said that she thought Briles was drunk and violent while she was on the phone because he started hitting the kid. While she was on the phone, he threw him overboard.
I heard a great one guy was talking about it, and he says, sounds like the basis of a contract. He goes, offer and acceptance. He offered to throw him overboard if he didn't quit crying. He accepted by not quitting crying. He threw him overboard. That's nothing wrong with that.
That's crap. I think he's a jerk.
Wow.
Well, he's a jerk, too, but the interview was hysterical to listen. I was going, oh, I hope Shelley has a story on this, because this is funnier than hell.
Wow.
Oh, God. All right. Well, and that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101. Clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Heady, 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 ho.
Heady, 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 ho. She's not on board.
What?
Wow.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for a story.
We weren't loud enough.
You're looking for a story for a show that we're not even going to record for another half an hour, 45 minutes.
I just want to see how many...
You got plenty.
You did not print out all the Boozy News.
You got plenty.
I did.
Because there's a story missing.
I printed out the entire thing. I printed out the entire thing. I don't know what to tell you. Everything you sent got printed. So anyway, because I know this is thrilling, did you find it?
Yeah, I found it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Who are our friends online?
You know what? Are we going to doing another show on borrowing trouble?
Yeah.
She already had me not printing the thing out because she hadn't fully looked. Wow. Awesome. So
I have a headache. Leave me alone.
What are we talking about?
Half measures.
Avail us nothing. Or avail us half.
Half.
No, that's not what that means.
And half's not enough.
Well, let me use an example from something that just happened.
Okay.
If you had looked at the other half of the stuff you had looked through, you would have known that it was there.
This is Bruce trying to defend himself.
Half measure would have availed you something.
That's not how that's not what the phrase means.
What does the phrase mean?
Half measures avail us nothing. If we only go halfway in our attempts to achieve sobriety, long-lasting sobriety, we will not get any sobriety. It will avail us nothing. Nothing.
Thank you for the humble trophy.
You're full of crap, you know that?
I just passed proof the humble trophy.
Yes, we do have the humble trophy.
I had it last I had it last show.
See, I'm one of those people. I think the half measures avail you half. I don't think the half is enough to stay clean and sober.
But half
clean
and sober.
But it's definitely half.
But it avails you nothing because you don't stay sober.
I wasn't sober. I was mostly sober.
It doesn't. And here's the thing. You know what? I can guarantee you, I see many people that do half measures around program that don't get loaded also. I've seen tons of people that don't even go to meetings and stay sober. I'm not saying they have great lives and they're working steps and everything's good, but I see people all the time that half measure it. They don't necessarily get loaded. I'm just saying that half measures avail you half. I don't think half is enough, but it's still, you know, if I go to half a meeting, I've still gone to half a meeting. If I work 6 steps, I've worked half the steps. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to drink. And it doesn't necessarily mean I haven't learned anything. I'm just saying.
But you're not going to have the quality of life that you could have had.
That's not what we're talking about. You're saying everyone's going to be drunk. Being drunk and not having the quality of life you want to have are two different things.
So we could change the phrase to read, half measures avail us crap.
There you go.
Half measures availed as a carafe?
A crap. No, crap. Half measures availed as crap.
I think it availed as a carafe of wine.
You were the one who just said that it doesn't necessarily mean you get loaded. Now you're saying that it avails us a carafe of wine.
Yeah. Well, for you.
Oh,
I mean, you're a drunk.
Bruce is doing the grabbing out of the program like a drowning man grabs onto the side of the pool.
Side
yes.
of a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shelley.
Half.
What?
So half measures avail you nothing.
Right.
So?
If I... Okay.
How do you mean it? What do you mean? What do you want to talk about?
All right. If I have to sweep the floor every day, right?
You sweep half the floor is swept.
There's still... No, because what happens is the animals
half
drag...
Half the floor looks good.
No, because the animals drag the hair through the rest of the house. So I still have hair all over the house. I have to sweep the whole floor... Or I'm still going to end up with hair everywhere.
How about if you do half the dishes? Are half of them done?
Half of them may be done, but the job isn't done. I still
how about if you do
finish.
Half of each dish?
Then you can eat off
you
the
have
other
nothing.
Half.
Yeah.
Then you really
then
have,
you
nothing.
Have nothing.
But what if you do half the dishes?
You do. You do half of each dish.
Yeah. If you do half of each dish, you have it avails you nothing.
Half of each
I
glass.
I can eat on the other half because it's really clean.
Half of each glass.
Speaking of dishes, I'd really like to know where my spoons are.
Bruce. They're all bent.
They're all bent
They're all
with
bent
little bird
the
marks underneath them.
I'm not kidding. I mean, we're...
Little pieces of cotton stuck to them.
We're about to hit critical mass on the no spoons thing.
I couldn't tell
Bring
you.
Bring the 8 spoons home from work, will you?
I don't take them to work. There's all kinds of sporks at work. I don't even need to. Last time she tried to send one with me, I told her to keep it. Just she only washed half of it. That's I didn't want to use that. Huh. How about you, Mark? You see people half measure, right?
Oh, I see people half measure all the time. And then they come back and they half measure again. And then they come back and they half measure again.
And, you ever see people that don't go out to half measure?
Yeah, I probably half measured for a while. But not over a long period of time.
If you half measure three times, isn't that a time and a half?
Yep. No, because half measures avail you nothing. So every time you half measure,
you
get...
My thing.
So if you half measure three times, you still have nothing. Because three times nothing...
Right. Is nothing.
Is nothing. Which is how we know. Which is how we know that it's not half.
Then you work the other half of the steps. Now you've worked all the steps.
That's a good idea. Go out and come back in and work 7 through 12.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you didn't go out, because you don't necessarily always go out, you could work 1 through 6, half measure for a while, don't go to meetings for a long time, come back, work the other half. Now you worked all this stuff.
You know, I got to tell you, if being in this program was just about being sober, I wouldn't have hung around. Because what difference does it make?
I don't think anybody would.
No. If I can't have fun and sobriety, and I can't, like, be happy, joyous, and free.
Yeah, why do you think I'm being such a pain in the ass on this topic?
I know, because it's fun. Because
it's fun.
They even have a room, a whole room for half measures.
They should have
the
a club. Half. It should be a half room.
The half measures room?
The half measures room.
It should be a half measure. It should be half a room.
It might have been actually a half a room. It might have been one big room at one time, and they put
the walls up. But once it's half a room, doesn't that become then a whole room?
And which club would that be?
The 502.
Where is that room?
The sobriety capital of the world.
It's the room where the TV is.
Oh, I've never heard it called that.
You never heard it called that?
No, I've heard the other club have a room that they call that where they all play dominoes and stuff.
Oh, that's the smoking room.
It can't be a smoking room. There's no smoking in California inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
So what do you do, Mark, if you've got a guy that's half measuring?
I usually just watch him.
Just watch him go.
Yeah,
down
I really planes. Do. I mean, I really do. Guys I sponsor or guys I'm around, their sobriety can never be more important to me than it is to them.
True.
So therefore, if that's all their sobriety means to them, it can't mean that much to me. So
and
I just watch them. It's entertaining as hell.
I have a guy like that.
I have two guys like that right now.
I had a guy sitting in front of my store today, just justifying and rationalizing everything he's done. And he said, well, you know what sucks is why can't I just drink like a normal guy? I'm like,
you can. Go ahead.
I'm like, yeah, have at it.
Yeah.
Can't drink like a normal guy because a fish is not a bird.
Wow. You should have saved that.
Are you sure you're going to test clean?
You should have saved that. You should have saved that for the end.
Why?
See, if I'd have thought of that, I'd have saved it for the end.
Oh.
Mark's already thought of one for the end.
All of mine have been half measures. They've all gone off.
You don't know that one of them went out. You said you were never sure she was an alcoholic, but you don't know she went out.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know what I'm thinking
she's
about.
She's already got her, you know, see? She's what? Borrowing trouble. She's already got her drinking.
No, that's not what I was going to say. Why don't you read my mind some more? Sheesh. When I'm looking back on the 10 sponsees, I've actually had 11, but I don't really count her because I don't really know that she needed help. So there.
That's what I'd do. You know, most of the guys I sponsored that went out, none of them really needed help. So I don't count them because then they're failures for me as a sponsor.
No, the difference
they're really failures for themselves.
The difference with her was she got drunk a couple of times in college and said, "Oh my God, I'm an alcoholic." Went to a meeting, went to a whole bunch of meetings, and then ever since she has a perfectly normal life. She's married. She's got a job. I don't think
that isn't
she
that what we try and do when we get sober? Have a normal life.
I know, but I don't think that she needed. I think she just got freaked out. She was actually sentenced to the meetings in the first place.
By the school.
By the school, because it's a Christian school.
Azusa Pacific University. Don't be drinking on campus, apparently.
Yeah, nobody does that.
Never. Never. So, what do you do, Shelly, when you've got someone that's half measuring it? Mark watches them because it's entertaining.
I told one that I wasn't going to work harder on her recovery than she did.
That's it.
And, that's it.
You know, if she wanted to stay sober, she was going to have to do the work, and she didn't stay sober. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you just got to put it out there plainly like that.
I have my standards.
You know what? You think you can drink? The one guy that I'm talking about, I told him many times, dude, you're not done. Oh, but I just want to do a little bit. Yeah, because you're not done.
Yeah.
I told him today, I said, you know what? Continue to get loaded. Continue to drink. Continue to use. And your parents, who have told you if they ever catch you doing it again, you will be out on the street, eventually they'll catch you, and then you'll be out on the street. You'll live up on the roof like I did of the 502 Club, and maybe then you'll be ready. He's like, but that sucks. I want to just be able to drink normally. I'm like, you can't drink normally. You've already shown yourself.
That train's left the station.
Yeah. You're a pickle.
Yeah.
You can never be a cucumber again.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got four guys right now I sponsor. I think one of them might be done. Maybe.
I guess which one, and I'm not sure I'd guess it right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I didn't say I knew which one either.
Yeah.
No, they're newcomers. They're all supposed to go out.
No, you're not supposed to. Everybody says it's a disease. Now, wait a minute. He's a relapse. Everybody says that, but that's crap.
No, I never say that. I never say that.
Nobody ever lets me finish a sentence around here.
He says they're newcomers. They're supposed to go out. When you were a newcomer, Mark, did you go out?
Nope.
So you didn't do it right?
You did it wrong.
I was just better at it than everybody else.
Oh, ow. He wants the Humble Trophy back.
Oh, here you go.
Okay. That's right. That didn't even leave me for a whole show.
Now, so Shelly, what would your final words on half measuring be?
Well, I can't use the bird is not a fish analogy because Mark said I should have saved it.
Yep.
I use the pickle and cucumber, so you're stuck now.
Yep.
How about honey badger?
Honey badger, don't give a. Never mind.
Yeah.
Gotta keep the show clean.
Real quick, I heard this song, this country song, on the way home, and this guy goes, yeah. I've been having all the luck. I found a girl that loves to fish. I'm like, yeah.
I like that.
Is that it?
Yeah. I've been having all the luck. I found a girl that loves to fish.
And what was that innate of? That was apropos of what?
It just came into his head.
It just came into my head. Had something to do with what you were saying, but I can't remember what it was.
Okay, sometimes... The little things that come into your head.
The axons and dendrites.
Don't need to come out of your mouth. Sometimes the little things in your head can stay in your head.
They could, but it wouldn't be nearly as entertaining.
Bruce kind of has that ready, fire, aim mentality.
Yes, he does.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, my head hurts. My final words. You know what? I didn't half measure it. I'm still sober. Here endeth the lesson.
Ooh. Not too shabby. How about you, Mark?
Just like the steps, jump out the plane with half a parachute. See how that works out for you.
Oh, good one. Ha, ha, see?
I saw a guy jump out of a plane with a parachute that didn't open. And the entire time he's fallen, he's like, he's got a camera on his head, and he's saying goodbye to his wife and everything, and the things all jumbled up above him. And he's falling. And he's like, I love you, honey. I love you, kids. And then it goes, wham! And Instagram goes, oh, my God, that hurts. and he didn't die. He's like, and then he's like making comments about it on the ground. He's like, I can't believe I'm alive. He goes, I'm probably really short.
What are your final words, Bruce?
My final words would be that I think half measures avail you exactly that. They avail you half. Problem is that half is not good enough to keep in this program. You know, if you do half of everything, yeah, of course, you get something out of it. If you go to half a meeting, you'll get something out of it. If you work half a step, you'll get something out of it. The problem is it's not enough to keep you clean and sober.
If you're half sober, what are you?
If you're half sober?
You're drunk.
Then the glass is half empty.
That means you got more partying to do.
That's right. That means I'm not quite done yet.
That's right.
Shelley.
Yes. Yes.
Who would you like to talk about?
You, because you're so wonderful.
Oh, give me, I am.
And terrific.
Give me back the Humble Trophy.
Lovely.
I am.
And you're just so sexy.
I am.
This is like the Dublin Cuban backgammon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who am I talking about? There's in the rooms.
She's trying to score brownie points.
In the rooms.com. Yeah, .com.
.com.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. It's an online recovery community where you can go and put up a profile. You can go to online chats and meetings. You can write a recovery blog. Probably won't be any good, but you can give it a shot.
Wow. Hey, hold on a second. Here's the Humble Trophy.
Oh, my gosh. I actually get the Humble Trophy?
Yeah. You know why? Because she writes better than everybody.
No, I'm saying that because I'm frustrated because I started to write a story for the Gazette guy, which Mark will talk about in a second, and it's not coming out so well. So I'm feeling a little less than.
I think you're trying too hard. She's a great writer.
Where was I? So anyway, and you can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Sweet. By the way, if you're on Facebook and you see one of our posts that say that you can push the button right there to play it, you should do that. It's good for us. It's almost as good as going to the website. Mark, who are our friends back east in the where Irene left her wrath and fury a few days ago?
The city of bromance?
Yes.
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
I talked to Bruce the other day.
He's a great guy,
He was a great guy, yeah. We chatted for a bit. I just called to see how he was doing there after the hurricane blew through. And I was actually up on the site.
He said that the mobsters were selling hurricane insurance.
That's right.
That's what he said.
That's right. So
I was in an umbrella and a roll of duct tape.
That's exactly what it was. So, but anyway, he's got the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can go up and online and read his fine publication. You can get it emailed to you, or you can get the subscription prescription and have it sent to you via the United States Postal Service.
Sweet.
If you're interested in a franchise, get a hold of Bruce. There's still a few available.
Sweet.
And it's a great deal. And I was talking to him about it quite a bit the other day. I'm actually thinking about it. It's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it seems like that it would be doable. And I'm sure that some of those advertisers are countrywide.
Yeah. So, but anyway, you can contact Bruce and he'll let you know everything you need to know about bringing the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Sweet. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And, of course, if you'd like to join the crack staff, that's right, the crack staff. Crack advertising staff, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Don't forget Recovery Idol. Recovery Idol, 30 to 60 second jingle we need. It's got to have the words Recovery 101 in it.
And it has to be good.
Other than that, it's kind of up to you. You play an instrument, you sing, you got a band, whatever. We'll play pretty much all of them.
Somebody
and then
do something techno.
We'll vote.
Techno.
We'll have a vote on which one becomes the one going forward.
And I think I'm the one who should get the vote.
She has now locked up the Humble Trophy.
Wow. Yeah.
I get the Humble Trophy for the rest of the night.
Okay.
What was it? Oh, we've got videos at youtube.com/easylooking, youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelley, who's the lead on music by?
Now, I think,
you know we have a new band in the month, right?
No.
We talked about that.
We do?
Yeah.
You do? Who's our new band of the month?
You actually had me get.
You sure you didn't have this conversation by yourself? I didn't get to vote on that.
My mind is completely blank.
8 Days Clean.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about that last week.
We've got new songs. That's right. Okay, yes, they're the... Okay, duh. All right. Sorry, forgot.
About Parasite.
Okay, we'll use that one then.
That's the title of their new CD as well.
Sounds great.
It sounds... It's a Parasite. Sounds
well,
great.
Okay, no, that doesn't sound so great, but I mean, it sounds great they've got a new CD.
Sweet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.